and on white translucent black capes back on the rack. Bela Lugosi is dead, the bats have left the bell tower, the victims have been bled, red velvet lines, the black box. Bela Lugosi is dead. Bela Lugosi is dead.
Thank you. Barek, is the simple movement for Arabians to knee. Vivo, è stato tempo per donne in un altro treno, impiccato da ragazzi e un picco. Bottiglia di sangue, un angelo a mezza mangiata, fuggia, fuggia, panaglia buia, costema. Sotto gli occhi abbattuti, i capelli orrendamente tirati sul cranio, le braccia dimagrite, come quella di un bambino, un gatto che non crepa.
We'll be right back. 2003. Fried chicken. Three chicken breasts. Well done. French fries. Lettuce, tomato, berry cobbler, and a Coke. The last meal request for Ivan Murphy Jr., state of Texas, December 4th, 2003. Four pieces of fried chicken, white meat, five pieces of deep fried fish, four deep fried breaded pork chops, an extra large order of French fries, large order of onion rings, ketchup, tartar sauce, one pint Bluebell Millennium Crunch ice cream, two quarts chocolate milk. Final meal request for Bobby James Lyons, state of North Carolina, December 5th, 2003. Pizza and lasagna.
Touch my sister now, Sobani Nevahasata. Touch her arm. I say, Dr. Richard, don't eat your silver. Don't give it to the dead. Don't hold it back. Kumabakanda, maladadaboshoya. Hello. I will not use it for unclean use. In Jesus' name, amen. With God coming together. And God, I know that if I can get your mouth open and get you to, God said, open your mouth wide and he'll fill it. And with the increase of thy lips, God, I know it sounds foolish, crazy. You're opening your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. And open thy mouth wide, saith God, where the principalities and powers, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Kola bakata da bakata kabaka la bokota da da bakata. Open your mouth. They want to go back to Sodom. Koda ba ti di da na na makanda. Hallelujah. Oh man. Oh ho ho ho. This is the meat. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. This is the word of God. He wants you in bondage. Oh, do you get this? And as I saw God create bone, open your mouth wide, and God will shall come. Come. And she comes.
He is come. The father of fear.
They came.
Twisting our flesh in strange directions. He is the father of fear. His affliction is strength. He is the father of fear, writing the line of time, so even his words make sense. Flesh in a carpet of time, exposing the final fear of a child. He is the father of fear, a muscle of sin. Is the father of fear, twisting our flesh . He is the father of fear. His affliction.
magnetic TV, the one you take to bed with you.
The battle for the mind of North America will be fought in the video arena. The video drone. The television screen is the retina of the mind's eye. Therefore, the television screen is part of the physical structure of the brain. Therefore, whatever appears on the television screen emerges as raw experience for those who watch it. Therefore, television is reality, and reality is less than television.
Kill your partners. Kill them. Kill your partners. Kill them.
Video game is dead.
Kill your partners. Kill them.
Your reality is already half video hallucination. If you're not careful, it will become total hallucination.
Video is dead.
You'll have to learn to live in a very strange new world.
Get the video drone! Long live the new flesh! Get the video drone! Long live the new flesh!
I had a brain tumor. And I had visions. I believe the visions caused the tumor, and not the reverse. I could feel the visions coalesce and become flesh. Uncontrollable flesh. But when they removed the tumor, it was called video drone.
Thank you. stretched on your grave and will lie there forever with your hands held in mine. I'd be sure we'd not sever my apple tree, my brightness. 'Tis time we were together. In my bed from night until morning, I am stretched at your head, calling out to the air with tears, both hot and wild.
Destruction is vast, his destruction is all-encompassing, but it is uniquely human. His is not the joyous, self-confident destruction of the barbarian, nor is it the matter-of-fact and purposeful destruction of a predator fulfilling its natural imperative. Man's destruction is the sour byproduct of life in dysfunction. Man's destruction follows the deadly rhythm of life out of balance. Man destroys his own life while also destroying all life on Earth, neither admitting to his destruction nor even recognizing it. Man has squandered his powers, and our scorn for him has grown boundless. By its pitiful motions, mankind has demonstrated its unworthiness. Let the destruction it has unleashed devour it. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a stripe for a stripe. Let us not misuse the sacred gift of destruction. Let us view it in its true light, that we may embrace it. Destruction does not stand opposed to creation. Destruction is an ally of creation, and both are necessary for life to function and flourish. Destruction can no longer be permitted to move outside the will of life. It must regain its rightful place in the order. It must be put to the service of those who serve the will of life. Let the strong bear witness to my message. Let the strong heed my words. Take up the mighty powers of destruction, for therein dwells the power of life. Wield it wisely, and wield it ruthlessly.
Puzzling you, it's just a name. Killed before they realize.